with James Haskell. And James, massive, massive condolences. Obviously such a tight game and such a great second half performance, particularly from Stad. You must obviously be gutted.
Yeah, I think we did save the best to last. You know, it's been a difficult season. We finished 11th, which has been, which has been tough for us to take. You know, the problem with this season is in the last seasons that we lose our heads at times at key moments. I think, when we watch the video, I'm going to find that I was guilty of doing that in the last minute coming out my line. I think in games like this, you can't be afraid to lose, but you've got to keep your head and keep your composure. And we didn't do that, or I didn't do that.
Just if we can ask, in the last minute at that last scrum, a lot of the Stad players, Sergio particularly, seemed a bit upset not to get a penalty. Could you clarify any of that?
I think, at times like that, it's very often, you don't often hear the referee asking a number eight to use the ball. And if you watch Ireland, Italy this year, Sergio had the ball at the back of the scrum. Everyone was shouting for a penalty. They'd won two scrums in a row. The referee didn't give a penalty. This evening, the referee didn't give a penalty again. And it's those key last minute moments where earlier in the game, we had scrums going forward. We got the penalty. What was different from that last scrum? I'm not an official, so I couldn't tell you, but I think a few guys were surprised that we didn't get another penalty.
In terms of the battle up front, obviously the Amelot stats showed it was going to be a huge, huge battle, and it's written all over your face, isn't it? What an intense affair it was.
Yeah, it was very intense. It wasn't actually, because there was a lot of mistakes in the game, it wasn't actually continuous hard work, which, is what you'd expect in a final. But you can't leave anything in the change room, and I don't think we as a team did that. I just think we were extremely unlucky at the end. I think a few guys, myself more than anyone, made an error at the end, and we allowed a very dangerous Harlequin side that when play goes scrappy, they score tries.
Just finally from me, looking forward, at least from this Amelin Challenge Cup run, as you say, the top 14 season's been very disappointing, but hopefully Stad can really take momentum from this moving forward.
Yeah, I should hope so. There's 5 weeks off now for the guys. I'm uncertain of my future at the moment. So, whatever happens, I'm sure Stad will say we'll move forward together and we'll come from a side that's in transition to a side that's doing well.